This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey guys, it's Garcelle Beauvais and welcome to my podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. Grab a cocktail and get ready for some grown and sexy conversations with me and some of my closest friends. We're talking sex, life, relationships, did I say sex, and everything in between. Tonight, I'm going to bed with the talented actress. You know her from Scandal, Criminal Mind, and Prodigal Son, the amazing Bellamy Young. Hey.
Hello. I'm so glad to be here with you.
I'm thrilled you're here. And the other person I'm going to bed with is my girl, actress, wife, fragrance developer, Stacey Arnell.
Hi.
Hi, Stacey.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Ladies, welcome to Going to Bed with Garcelle.
Thank
I'm
you,
so
Penny.
Excited you're here.
Thank
what
you.
Is your drink of choice tonight? Bellamy, we'll start with you.
Oh, well, I'm finishing off a lovely Malbec that I've been enjoying. But, you know, I also brought a corkscrew and a tannat in case we, you know, go deep.
Oh, we're going to go deep. So I'm glad you have extra. Stacey, what's your drink of choice?
Well, Garcelle, on deck, I have for you a white Russian peanut butter drink. And then for me, I have a sweet green smoothie.
Oh, that's right.
Balance.
That's right.
Balance.
You always say I'm not civilized, so I wanted to bring a little civilization today.
I love that you did that. Good looking out. I am having a Corona, but not the virus, a Corona beer tonight. You wouldn't think I'd have another kind of beer. But anyways, cheers, ladies.
Cheers, my love.
Cheers. All right, we're going to just jump right in. Bellamy, you played a very famous first lady. I mean, on Scandal. Bellamy, this role was made for you. We were wondering, where do you think Joe Biden and Jill Biden are doing it in the White House, since you know the White House so well?
I hope they're doing it on the Truman balcony because the view is extraordinary. There's a lot of air and a lot of space and the stars. They were so cute when they were kissing during inauguration under the fireworks. So I hope it will remain a very romantic spot for them.
I love that you knew exactly where.
I know where I knew it.
I heard a story where the first date that Kamala Harris, speaking of, you know, not first ladies, but maybe one day she will be a first, she'll be the president. Her first date with her now husband, Doug, they had a date. The next day he sent her his 4-month availability because he wanted to see her again. Now, is that sexy or is that stalkerish? If it was us, I think they'd think we were crazy if we did that. But is that something, is that romantic? I find it romantic.
The first thing I thought was that if a woman pulled that,
that shit crazy.
Yeah.
Desperate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Desperate. Right. Isn't that amazing that he did that?
Maybe that first date was so fire that she was like swept off her feet by the gesture. But I'm going to say anyone listening to this, don't pull that. Don't do that. That's a one-off and let's leave that to Doug. And, you know, may it have been wonderfully received, but I'm going to say no. What do you think, Stacey?
No, I mean,
really?
That wouldn't have even been romantic for me. I'd have been like,
no, but you're suspect by nature. You're suspect by
Here's
nature.
Here's me, like, what is this? What is this? Your schedule?
Right, exactly.
Oh, I have fun too.
Since we're all actresses, love scenes. Are those awkward? If somebody's really hot, do you have a couple of more takes? I do. I'll be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I'm always glad I'm not a man, right? Because we can lie, but they cannot.
No, so, they cannot. And if they don't get hard, I'm offended.
Yeah.
I take offense.
No.
That is scandalous if they don't.
There you go. That's the scandal.
They're trained not to.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Kittens, my, you know, my aunt thugs, like whatever they're having to think about. Yeah, it's always awkward, I think. But then, you know, I think about Carrie and Tony, like people like that just have crazy chemistry and it's just acting, but they, you know, it's, yeah, people really feel it.
Yeah, when there's chemistry, you can't deny it. You can't fake it. You can't, you know, if it's there, it's there. So I want to know, you guys, what is the most romantic thing a man can do for you? And then what is something that he can do to turn you off? Stace, you want to go first? The most romantic thing a man
can do. The most romantic thing?
Not that it's been done, but either it has been done or you would like for it to be done.
Okay, when we went to Greece, I didn't know where we were going. He just told me to pack a bag. That was nice. That was nice.
That's a good one.
That's nice.
That's a great one.
I don't like surprises, but that was nice.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm. And what would be your worst thing, like your turn off for you?
When you kiss me and I'm all wet over the face, feel like a dog's been kissing me. Nah, I don't like that. I barely like exchanging saliva. I'm a germaphobe.
How do you even have sex? Do you have saran wrap around you?
No, but it's just the exchanging saliva. I always fear that you'll put food in my mouth, transfer food in my mouth. I'm a germaphobe that way.
My God.
So when we, like, it almost can't be spontaneous for us. But he loves you so
much. You need a bill of health.
Swallow. I'll meet you in the bedroom.
Not swallow. Melanie, what's the most romantic thing for you?
What came to my mind is a little more like theoretical, because like the most romantic thing is somebody listen to you and not try to fix it. Just like fucking hold space. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that is the most loving, gracious thing. And that, you know, you can have anything you'd like, if you give me that. And the other thing that I thought of about the thing that I will not, you cannot, these walls are all closed, is like people not being kind. Like if they take you out on a date first and they're rude to the waiter, like.
Oh my God, that's me.
No.
Because you're showing your true self at that point.
Yeah. Exactly. To me, the most romantic thing, it's interesting that you said that, Bellamy, because I'm dating a guy and the other day I was going on about something and then I finished and he said, do you want me just to listen or do you want me to say anything? And I was like got wet right away. I was like, what? That is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I would say the most unromantic thing is being rude to or dismissive to people or, you know, just lack of respect to me is not okay. It's not okay. We're going to play a game where I'm going to say, is it scandalous or nah? So scandal or nah is your answers. Okay. Getting a condom stuck inside of you.
Nah.
You both said nah. Realizing you're on your period when it's too late.
I'm going to say that's a scandal. I get embarrassed.
That's a scandal.
I get embarrassed.
Me too. Yeah. That's a scandal. Semen on your face and your hair. I hope my kids upstairs are not listening.
I was going to say, who's listening to you? I don't care, honestly. Yeah. It's not a scandal.
Entering the wrong hole. Scandal.
That's
a scandal. And get out of here with
Zach,
that.
And it can't. And no, it'd be like, oops. Like, I'm always like, this was not a mistake.
Don't even do the oops.
You say please or may I, but no.
Oh my God, you guys. The things we do. Bellamy, I understand that you're handsome boyfriend Pedro is younger than you. So does age matter to you both? Because I know Reggie's a little older than you.
He's 11 years older than me.
We're the opposite. I'm 18 years older than Pedro, which seems insane. I know. I always make the joke that I'm as vegan as he is alive because I went vegan the year he was born.
That's hilarious.
When he asked me out, I didn't know his age. And when it came to light, it was shocking, but
it didn't change anything, or did it?
It didn't change anything. I had just gotten out of like the worst relationship of my life. And I just wanted to have a nice time with someone who was kind. And what's astonishing is it's sort of been that way every day since. And it's, you know, going on 4 years now. I feel like he's very advanced and I'm a little bit like arrested. Right. So we meet in a very sweet space and we just try to be nice to each other and we laugh. And it's honestly, I feel so lucky, especially You guys, we've been cooped up this year. We've been cooped.
Yeah. You have to pick your mates wisely in case there's a pandemic.
And you want somebody, you know, I know have so many friends that don't feel safe in their homes right now because they don't, you know, have loving partners, but I feel very lucky. But tell me about Reggie, Stacey.
I've always dated older, but with him, it's a little bit different. I've learned from him. He's a little bit more quiet, whereas I'm a little bit more, you know, the outspoken one. Our relationship is weird. We really don't have a lot of conversation during the day because he is a writer, so he needs to be in solitude.
That's true.
So I have the freedom to go off and do whatever I want and entertain myself. We'll go have lunch with a friend, and then I come home. We come together. We watch TV shows together. We have rules. Mm-hmm. Certain shows you can't watch without each other. So it's great, and, you know, he's, you know, so it works for us. It works for us. And the age thing, we go out, people think he's my dad. It's always funny, but, you know.
you get along.
We get along. It works for us. The dynamics works.
Does size matter?
Of course, size matters.
Yeah. I would say that
at any age, size matters.
At any age, size matters. It is, yes, that's a thing, yes.
Uh-huh. that is definitely a thing. You guys, I am hearing that a lot of people are into open relationships. Would you ever be open to somebody else coming into the bedroom with you and Pedro, or Stacy, you and Reggie?
Excuse me, you're so cute right now.
She's like, I'm not into it. No, that gets a little messy. And I just think when two people come together and they're in a relationship, whether it's a marriage or partnership or whatever, I think the door should just be closed. And it's just you one-on-one with that person. Just the intimacy.
Not even to spice it up. Not even a doll. Not even a no.
A doll.
Oh, look at Bellamy. Oh. Bellamy, you are so cute.
A doll. Now that gets a little nasty.
I know.
That's what we want.
We just last week had like a sex doll thing on Prodigal Son, and we had to rent them to do the episode. And we all thought, ooh, rented sex dolls. Oh.
I don't know if you want to rent them. I think you want to buy them.
Who used them before you?
That's what I'm saying. You don't want to rent it. You want to buy it.
I know we're all good at cleaning after this year, but I agree. We talked a lot about it when we first got together because he had been in like a 10-year relationship before me, if you can believe that.
Really?
He was like 13 years old, but he was sort of in that moment of like, kind of want to be free, I kind of want to experiment, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. He'd been doing that for like a year. And I, you know, college, so things have had to.
College, tell me the craziest thing you did in college, Bellamy. Tell me the craziest thing you did.
That I got caught doing or that I did?
Whatever you want to share.
Share it all.
Share it all.
I will say, I have said this before, and she's wouldn't care, but like one of my very best friends right now, my college boyfriend and I, the three of us got together the night after one of our like commencement shows. And so, and I dated that guy for 5.5 years, but you know, but Kat is still my friend, so things work
Isn't
out.
Isn't that interesting that you're still friends with her, but not with him?
Yeah. He's actually my only ex I'm not friends with. Really? I love him. I wish him well. It's all good.
I wish him well. We were actually talking on the reel about there's a girl who got paid for the trauma her ex-boyfriend, you know, he sent her $200 in cash and saying, this is for like to sort of apologize. So I said I would need $2,563,000.
I was going to say, I'm going to start singing Rent. Like, how big can the number go? Wow.
Can you imagine?
Was she happy to get it or was she offended?
No, she actually said that this is the kind of apology she'll only accept from now on is cash.
Okay, which I thought was interesting.
Cheers to that. Yeah, I would go with that too. Mm-hmm. So guys, let me tell you. So Stacey, you say you watch movies at night with Reggie.
Yes.
Is porn a thing that you would watch? Are you into porn? I love porn.
Well,
but
I love
have
it by myself.
Specific porns that I like. By yourself?
I love it by myself. Why? I don't know. It's kind of sneaky. Yeah, it's kind of sneaky.
Interesting.
I won't do it when he's home. He likes
Why? Because
he likes to sit by the pool and smoke a cigar. So that's like
That's your time to get it on.
Right. So then he'll come in, he'll take a shower, and then I'll kind of like do my
already
thing
be in the mood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bellamy, are you
That's
a tour?
Pretty rad. I think I got a bad, I like waded in the deep end in North Carolina. I just got off on the wrong foot. And I was like, wow, I feel like the people telling these stories are not telling these stories for me. But maybe, Garcelle, maybe I just don't know the right thing to watch because I'm not opposed to it. And I want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to feel liberated. But the porn I saw early was not liberating for women, and so I just was like,
okay,
man,
so that
I don't know,
put a bad taste in your mouth.
I'll take the reading list, ladies. I'll take a playlist from each of you. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. For me, I like, you know, like two girls and a guy, but I want everybody to look clean and I want everybody to be pretty, and there's a filter, like it's got to look pretty. It's, and you know, the whole role playing, like, oh, I came to deliver a package, and
like
the next
those.
Thing you know, you
sure.
don't like those?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't know. It's so cheesy. It's cheesy. And I think I'm a little bit prejudiced too, because, okay, well, Pornhub, because you get a variety of what you want to see. You can put in what you want to see.
Oh my God. All right, guys, we're going to talk about another kind of open relationship. And this openness is about passwords. Do you guys share passwords with your, you know, with your partner? Is that okay? And if they didn't share it, is that a sign?
You mean like the phones?
Like phone password.
Yes.
Like phone, computer.
Yeah,
Everything. Yeah. Bank account, everything.
Really? You don't do separate bank accounts?
We do have separate bank accounts, but he has all my passwords. I have all of his, because if the killer gets me, you need to have a starting place to find what did you go to the bank. You know, I mean,
you watched it too much Dateline.
Something,
that's hilarious.
Something happens to me, I don't want him to have to go searching and finding. He can go right to the bank. He can go, you know, we have everything.
Exactly. Mine's not quite as grim, but I feel the same way. Like if I have to take a shower, or, you know, put my makeup on or something for someone, I'm like, baby, please find that thing on my computer that blah, blah, blah. And he'll, or he had yesterday, I had to do something and I had to host an event and I needed a teleprompter thing on my computer, but we had to update the, this isn't sexy, but it is sexy because he updated my computer and he put the teleprompter on it. And then I did okay on the thing. And so, he's in charge. I'm happy for him to know anything
thing.
He can find.
If I wasn't married, that wouldn't be happening.
That's actually a good thing. If you're just dating, and I don't mean just dating to make it, you know, not important, but I agree with you. I think more of a husband and wife. Do you want to get married, Bellamy?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time, honestly. I feel like it will happen. And we try to figure out where. He's Portuguese, and we try to think about how and when and citizenship and that sort of thing. So we've been talking about it, you know, at least this whole last year. So I don't feel ambiguous or uneasy about that. So maybe that's why too.
Does he ever talk to you in Portuguese? And
He talks. It's can I listen? I'm not so good at Portuguese. I've been trying to learn it, y'all. It's hard. It's a hard
language.
But
isn't it sexy though?
Yeah.
Like you can say anything.
Oh, so sexy. But we do better, like each a little tipsy, we can speak Spanish to each other. That's what we do. We got a little drunk and we talk Spanish.
That's awesome. You guys, I know you both have pets. You have the cutest little dog, Bellamy, Razor. And Stacey, I know you're obsessed with your cats. Pippa and Toby. Mm-hmm. So what I want to know is, have your pets ever watched you have sex? And I have a story, which is...
No.
What do you, get them out of the room? What are you going to do?
Yep, close the door.
Oh, wow.
Because this would be Pippa. Whereas Toby will be walking back and forth on the bed on us, and it's a little weird. It's like somebody else watching. No.
I agree. Well, years and years and years ago, I was in New York and I was having sex with a guy, and we were actually on his rug, on his carpet in his bedroom. And then all of a sudden he was on top of me. So I knew where he was. And then I felt my toes being licked. I freaked out. I, after afterwards, I thought, did he train the dog to do that?
I gotta go. Bye. It got weird.
That just got
never
weird.
Never again. Never again.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, come on. Come on. All right, you guys, I was doing some digging, and there's a thing called sextrology. So it's kind of like your astrology, but it's what turns you on. Wow. So, Bellamy, I know you are a Pisces and not an Aquarius. I know a lot. So for you, and you have to tell me yes or no if this applies to you. Hmm. So, Bellamy, slow, sleepy sex, does that turn you on?
I mean, if it's in the middle of the night or you wake me up in the morning, but I don't want to think that you might fall asleep on top of me. No, okay. That's not particularly enticing.
Pillow talk.
Pillow talk, like dirty pillow talk. Like, there's nothing I love more than talking to Pedro as he falls asleep, but it doesn't have to be. I definitely like the talking during the doing as well.
Yeah.
So yes, that's a yes.
Okay. Prostitute role play.
I just, again, I take everything too seriously. I can't find
that
pleasure
doesn't turn you on.
In like thinking that someone is being oppressed. I just take it all too seriously.
Oh, you're just such a feminist, even in sex.
Oh God, it's just too traumatic. I know. Lord of mercy.
I love it though. I love it. You're a girl's girl. Okay. So Stacey, you're a Libra. So morning sex. Is that true?
No.
Oh, okay. Sugar daddies.
They're drawn to me.
Who
they're drawn
to
me. I'm not drawn to them. I get it all the time.
Okay.
I get the teenage boys who think I'm their age, or I get the old sugar daddies who just want to spoil.
So then it does apply. So then it does apply. This is not so crazy. Intense nipple play.
No. Oh,
that's a no.
Really?
You know, I'm weird. I don't like the whole touching my breast and feeling my breast thing. I don't like that. And if you twist the nipple, then the whole thing is off.
Oh my God.
I don't like
it. Who was it? Evelyn Lozada was saying that she doesn't like men. They think that her nipples are like light switches. Like, she's like, you can't just
hilarious.
Do that.
Well, that's true. Right. You want somebody to know how to,
they're sensitive. How to play.
Yes.
Exactly.
How to behave.
Right, exactly. So my sextrology for me, since I'm a Sag, is executives, athletes, which not really. Executives, sure. Athletes, it's not like I have an athlete type of thing. Morning, mine is spontaneity, definitely. Thick penises, not so much.
Yeah, there's too
big. I don't want a lot of girth. Like,
no,
I don't want
that's
you to
right.
hurt me.
Yeah, no, yeah, I agree. Co-sign. Like that at
all. You guys are great. We have a thing on the show we called Going to Bed With, and it's who has made you laugh this week, who's inspired you, who do you want to highlight, and we call it Who Do You Want to Go to Bed With. So, Bellamy, I'm going to start with you. Who would you like to go to bed with?
I am going to say, with the caveat that I'm not a homewrecker, I've never been that girl, but I'm going to pick John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
Because, oh, that's a good one.
Because, like, first of all, they're beautiful and sexy, and that works. But second of all, they're hilarious. Like, you know, like, I want in the bedroom, I want to be able to be everything. You know, I want to take my joy and my sorrows and like whatever, and my sexy and my whatever. And they've been through enough that, like, if you're together that night and you know you need to talk, then that's where you can be real and or you can laugh or. You know, John can play and we can cook and I don't know. It just sounds like that'd be real fun.
Yeah, that would be really fun. Stacey, who would you like to go to bed with?
I'm going to go to bed with Cicely Tyson.
Oh.
And she had a career of 7 decades. She made really good choices in her career. And I've met her a couple of times. She was just a really sweet and warm person.
Wow, that's beautiful. I'm going to, in honor of First Ladies, because Bellamy's here, I'm going to go to bed with Michelle Obama. And if Barack walked in, I wouldn't kick him out.
You'd be like, hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome.
Welcome to the bedroom.
Welcome to the bedroom, Brock. Yeah. Oh, I just think she is fierce and amazing and a trailblazer. And, you know, she walked a fine walk with him being the first Black president and her being the first Black first lady. She walked a walk that she was just as powerful, I believe, if not more than him, but it was a balance and she had to support her man and yet still hold her own. And I just think she's a badass. So I'd like to go to bed with Michelle Obama. Guys, please tell me, where do you want people to find you and follow you and what you want to promote?
I'm going to say, look for me as Bellamy Young and all the places you look for things, and come on Tuesday nights to Fox at 9 o'clock and watch Prodigal Son.
Which is an amazing show. And you are always brilliant. It's really great.
You're too Congratulations. Kind. I have a ball. Thank you so much, Garth.
Congratulations. Stacy.
Well, you can follow me on Instagram at Stacy Arnell, or you can find me on Facebook at Stacy Arnell. And soon you can be looking for my fragrance, Stay by Stacy Arnell.
Yeah. Love that. Cannot wait. What's the scent going to be? What are you, a mix of what?
Well, I have three: Live, Love, and Laugh. One is more of a floral, one is more of a citrus, and one is more of like a lavender. So I'm going to start with a three fragrance kit. So you can choose, and then later on, we'll do the single kits.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. What fun.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you can help support us by leaving a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle and on my Twitter at GarcelleB. And you can now watch our full episodes on YouTube. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Audio Up, and Beauvais Wilson Productions, distributed by Audio Up. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson, hosted by Garcelle Beauvais. Executive producers, Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, and Sam Winter. Co-executive producers, Cindy Levinson, Emu Zhu, associate producer, Taz Beckford. Music by Extreme Music. The show was edited and mixed by Emu Zhu.